USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes everything that could be said has been said when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump. As far as the Senate trial being biased, a Kentucky Republican tells Fox News.
Well, first on the impartiality issue, do you think Chuck Schumer is impartial? Do you think Elizabeth Warren is impartial?
No.
Bernie Sanders is impartial. So let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. A political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton.
Most folks traveling for Christmas this week should see quiet weather. Major travel hubs in the Northeast and Midwest should see clear skies on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The only significant travel trouble will be in the Southwest on Christmas Eve, where folks can expect rain and higher elevation snows in Arizona and California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
NASA is celebrating a huge victory despite being able to complete all of its objectives. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The core objective was to dock with the International Space Station, but the Starliner's internal clock caused it to obtain the wrong orbit. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said, for the first time ever, the spacecraft achieved a historic landing on U.S. soil. All the others went in the ocean.
If you look at the landing, it was an absolute bullseye.
The original plan called for the Starliner to dock with the ISS, deliver supplies, including Christmas presents, then power down for a few days before returning to Earth. Jim Chilton of Boeing.
I'd like to express Boeing's regrets to the ISS crew, to whom we did not bring the Christmas presents. That's not cool.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor announced that five people are being handed the death penalty in the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At campaign stops all across the country, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts is attacking wealthy Americans and saying that they didn't build their own business. Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus joins Fox News and was asked his reaction when Senator Warren says that he didn't build Home Depot.
When I was working 80 hours a week, it wasn't me working because it was somebody else working inside my body. But 80 hours a week, week after week, struggling to build this company up. The government didn't help me. I must tell you, the government did everything they could to stop me from being successful and to cancel all the people. You know, to hear hear this nonsense, look at her. How much money is she worth today?
Big chain retail stores are cashing in. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The final holiday shopping push is in full swing. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says Saturday was a particularly busy day.
Best sectors were clearly discount department stores and off-price retailers. So discount department stores led by Walmart and Target, off-price led by Burlington, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross stores.
Experts say what's come to be known as Super Saturday is expected to bring in billions more than Black Friday.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.